Chapter 3. What are death experiences? I met Dr. Bruce Grayson soon after I met, so to speak, Pam Reynolds Lowry. Dr. Grayson is a University of Virginia psychiatrist, but he is also something more rarefied and unusual. He is one of the first people many death travelers contact when they return. Death travels are his area of research, and he is responsible for carefully categorizing the sorts of travels, sensations, joys, frustrations, and encounters that constitute a true death experience. He knows Pam's story, he knows Anthony Sicoria's, and he knows the stories of many others. In his files are more than 1,000 similar reports, first-hand accounts from experiencers of every age, children, adolescents, young adults, all the way to people in their 90s. After 4 decades in the field, Dr. Grayson is also what you might call a death travel pioneer, not the original one, but certainly the most important one working in the field today. He is a Galileo, having both suffered and triumphed for his science. And he is possibly the most prolific among his peers. His list of essential elements that compose death travels is broadly known as the Grayson Scale. It has been refined, reduced, and modified several times, and it is a serious attempt to measure and categorize the various sorts of elements that can occur after someone dies, the types of things an individual may, on recovery, remember. These are the fundamental questions, pared down through much research from 90 to 16, that Dr. Grayson poses to respondents to determine the character of their death experience. Did time seem to speed up or slow down? Were your thoughts sped up? Did scenes from your past come back to you? Did you suddenly seem to understand everything? Did you have a feeling of peace or pleasantness? Did you have a feeling of joy? Did you feel a sense of harmony or unity with the universe? Did you see or feel surrounded by a brilliant light?